Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever episode of The Nation. I'm your host, Joel Scully. And today I'll be covering a game that I've been playing for the past couple of weeks now. It's called Far Cry 3. Yes, Far Cry 3. Now, this game is pretty interesting, I'll have to admit. It's about a group of college kids who managed to go on like an exotic trip to another island. And while they're taking the skydiving trip, they managed to pull the parachutes and float over to another island. They get captured prisoner. And the game pretty much starts out with you and your older brother are stuck in a cage. And you two manage to escape from the cage. And you go in, you run off with your little brother, or older brother, I'm sorry, your older brother. And as you guys are running off, your older brother gets shot by the pirates. They manage to catch you like right at the end, right before y'all hit the jungle. They manage to catch y'all and they kill your older brother. And that's pretty much how it all starts out. After that, you're on your own. And the main gist is you are now having to relocate all your friends, so, you know, get an escape plan and get off the island. So that's the main storyline of the whole game. A couple of things that are helpful throughout the game. First off, you'll be told about as you beginning of the game, start out of the game, is the animal skins. The animal skins are what's going to help you throughout the game when it comes to stuff like holding more ammo, holding more grenades, holding more guns. When you pull up the when you go to select your guns, you'll notice you only have like, I believe it's like one or two guns that, you know, you can hold at one time, and that's where animal skins come in, because the animal skins that you go and get, you are able to create pouches, and they, you know, bigger and better pouches, that is. And you know, with these bigger and better pouches, you're able to hold more stuff, like ammo, like guns, grenades, Molotovs, stuff like that. You're able to hold more of those, which comes in handy, because there will be times when, you know, you run out of ammo quick, and having a bigger pouch is gonna allow you to stay in the fight longer, you know. The one that you really want to start out with, and which is like right next to you, is the deers. When the first city that you start out in, is the deers are like to the east of you. They're over to the east, kind of tough to find. It took me a few minutes, or you had to walk around to find them, and they're really like, you scare them, it's an all-out sprint to chase it down. So my biggest thing is, you know, is crouching. Biggest thing right now, what to do in the game, is to crouch, because crouching allows you to, you know, be more silent, and it allows you to, you know, kind of sneak up on like animals and stuff. Especially deer. Deer, you know, they're really any sudden movement and they're gone. They're gone. So crouching, I would say, it would be the one thing when it comes to the deer. Bushes as well. You can also hide in bushes. So you know, using crouch and using kind of like the environment, as you know, like bushes and stuff like that, it allows you to kind of be hidden, and it allow you to kind of sneak up on animals. As far as like, not everything is going to be like you being the the attacker pretty much, because I found this out the hard way as I was going throughout the game. And I was going, and throughout the game you'll find little pirate hideouts which, if taken over, allow you to fast travel throughout the game, but I'll get to that in a minute. But I was going after one of the pirate hideouts, and as I was going for the pirate hideout, I heard something behind me. I really didn't know what it was, I didn't really pay much attention to it. Well, come to find out, it was a tiger, and I literally, like, one hit from the tiger, and I was already almost, you know, almost dead. I actually managed to beat the tiger, only because I ran. I healed myself with a medikit that I found, and I turned around and just opened my whole clip on the tiger, and managed to kill it. So that's one another thing you got to watch out. Not everything in the game is going to be like prey. You know, sometimes you'll be the prey and you won't even know it. A lot of times, what you can do if you manage to see the animal, like, before you, let's say you're walking through a jungle or whatever, and you manage to see the animal before it sees you, what you can do is you can use your camera, and if you zoom in on, or you know, kind of swipe the camera over whatever you're trying to view, or maybe learn a little more about, it'll allow you to kind of see more about the animal, whether it's an attack sort of animal, or it's just one of those that it's not really going to attack you. It's not really hard to know which ones are going to attack you and which ones aren't going to attack you. I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know what I mean? Because I seen a jaguar that attacked me. There was also a jaguar that attacked me in the woods. Same situation, not paying attention, more focused on trying to take over the pirate hideout. And, you know, bam, just came out of nowhere, took me out. And that one actually killed me. That one actually, I didn't manage. Because you go, when they attack you, you go into what you call like a, it's kind of like a button combination mode where you gotta hit the right button. And I managed to get the jaguar off of me. Like, I kicked it off of me. But that was, I mean, once he already attacked me, because they, you know, he bit my arm or whatever. And after that, I mean, I was almost dead. So, you know, so pretty much the gist of that whole conversation is the animal skins are what you're going to have, or one thing that you need to really make sure that you get, because they're going to allow you to upgrade your, like I said, more ammo, more grenades, and more guns. That's the biggest thing. I mean, being able to hold more than just one or two guns is, you know, pretty good. The second helpful hint that I have is the radio towers. They'll tell you straight up when you start the game about the radio towers, but basically what the radio towers do, and you'll see them on the map, their little icons got a little tower on it. What those do is you have to go and find the radio tower. It's pretty easy to see, because if you look out and, you know, because if you look out into the field or wherever, you'll see it in the distance. I mean, you can't miss it. It's a huge tower. And you climb to the top of it, and you basically, at the top, it's kind of like a power switch. And you use your machete, break off the lock on the power switch, you know, flip the switch over, and it turns on the radio towers. Now, the big thing about the radio towers is the radio towers allow you to have, actually gives you a free gun. So, it allows you to and get a free gun, and depends on how many radio towers you've unlocked, depending on what gun you get. I've already beaten the game. I just recently beat it, and I've gone a little ways throughout the game, and you know, I come upon a radio tower here and there. And the other good thing about the radio tower is it actually opens up more of the map. When you first start out in the game, it's actually a mission to go and, you know, turn on the radio tower. It's actually a mission at the, like, the first level, first or second level. It's actually a mission. And when you turn on the radio tower, like, when you first look at your map, it's all blue, but except for the little icons, like the radio tower icons and the red flags, which stand for the pirate hideouts and stuff. But besides that, it's all blue. You don't really know what animals lie, you know, in that particular area, because the map also shows you what animals lie in that area, but you don't know that really, because, you know, the map is all blue. So the other advantage not only is getting free guns, but it's also, it opens up more of the map. So when you look at it, you can kind of see, okay, you know, deer are in this area, you know, buffalo are in this area, you got tigers in this, you kind of know more about it. But like I was saying about the radio towers, is the more you open radio towers, the better the gun. Your first, you know, a couple radio towers, you might get a few good guns, but they're not really like the best guns, you know. But as you go throughout the game and you start opening more radio towers, you actually get like higher price guns. Like the sniper rifles, they start out at like $2,000, which in the game is pretty is a lot of money. It's a lot of money to get, you know, that much. There are ways, like there are chests out there that have money. You can also loot people, as you, the people you kill, you can kind of find. You won't really get much money. As you progress throughout the game, you might get upgrades that allow you to, whenever you go and loot somebody or a chest, open a chest, you get more money out of that. But yeah, the sniper rifles start out pretty expensive. So I just recently opened a radio tower and it allowed me to get a sniper rifle. It actually, when you go up and you check on it, it actually says on the screen, owned. So you already own it. But you kind of have to go through and equip it yourself. Yeah, so the radio towers are pretty good in the sense that it gives you a free gun, it opens up more of the map, and allows you to see exactly what you're kind of going into. So that's pretty much the thing about the radio towers. The third thing that I have is the skills. Some of the skills as you go throughout the game are pretty good. Some of the skills that I would recommend that you check out would be definitely the takedowns. The first takedown is basically, you don't really, when you first start out in the game, you don't really like be able, you can sneak up on people, but you can't really take them out. You actually have to acquire the skill, which it's not really hard. I mean, it's really an early skill, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you have to go and acquire like 3 or 4 or 5 different skills to get that one. I mean, it's kind of an early skill, and it's something that you need to kind of have, because it allows you to, when you're sneaking up, just, you know, take out somebody from behind, kind of like an assassin's kill. But as you progress throughout the game, the first take, like assassin's kill is what I'm gonna call it. The first assassin's kill, you just basically kill them. You come up behind them, you slice the throat, and that's it. You're done. the disadvantage to that one is the fact that if you do successfully kill somebody and nobody really notices, you know, it's just like, okay, I got away with it, good. And let's say guards come around the corner. Well, you can't really drag the person. So you basically now have to go and hide behind something because, you know, now another guard's coming. Well, the dead body's sitting there, and the guards get tipped off and they run and they turn on alarms. I say this because this is all previous experiences that I'm basically saying, is because I actually went and killed a guy. I acquired a skill. I killed the guy. Just as I was about to keep on moving, a guard was coming around the corner, and so I had to go hide behind another cover, behind you know, some type of cover. And the guard came, saw the dead body, ran off, hit the alarm. Everybody's, you know, reinforcements came. I mean, I managed to make it through. But it wasn't without a big, huge fight. The second upgrade to the assassin's kill, the first one, you can kill somebody, and after you're done killing them, you can drag the body. Which is really good, because now after you kill somebody, let's say there's a bush, you were hiding in a bush, you killed the guy, and so now not only can you kill him, but you can drag him behind the bush or into the bush and hide his body. So, you know, now you can get around without guards and whatever else getting tipped off. The third upgrade to the assassin's kill is you not only can take out one person, so you kill one person, but if there's somebody else, let's say they're standing, like, the guy that you kill is, like, you know, like, back-to-back or something, you can kill the first guy, and then hit, for me, it was right trigger, because I was playing Xbox, and then it'll go and kill the second guy, so you can take out two birds with one stone, basically. So that's pretty good. As far as dragging the bodies, I didn't drag the bodies. Basically, I just killed both people, and that was it. But the drag the body skill was just for the one person. The fourth, is you can take out the heavy armor militia. Now, these guys are more like, there's one guy, he has like a, kind of like a minigun, and he's, you know, got the heavy armor suit on. It takes a lot to take him down. You can't, it's not easy taking him down. There's him, and there's also the guy, he carries a flamethrower. So, I've done it once or twice, but I've managed to shoot the flame tank on the back of him, which blew him up. It's kind of like a weak spot, I guess, on him, is just shoot the flame tank. But that's really tough, because, I mean, he doesn't really, unless you can sprint around him, but usually he's covered pretty good with, you know, other militia and other people like that. So that's the one skill that I recommend you kind of work your way up first on. The second skill I would work on is you could actually get extra health slots. Extra health slots. When you first start out, you start out with like two health slots, and as you work your way up, you can get like three, four. I think I'm up to about like four now. I'm up to four health slots. There's another skill that when you heal yourself, it allows you to fix or to heal more health slots than what you normally could. As you go throughout the game, and you get this skill, you can heal yourself, not with any medikits or whatever. It's just you doing it to yourself. Basically, it depends on what it is. If you're getting shot, then he takes like medical banding tape and just wraps it around his arm, and you can get up to two health slots healed. So as you progress throughout the game and you get more health slots via the skill, you can also upgrade to where when you go to heal, you heal more health slots. So it's kind of good to have that, because if you have like four health slots like me, but you only have that one, the first level of that skill, then you're only going to heal like half of them. Whereas the health skill or the health skill, yeah, the health healing skill that I have, I can heal myself all the way up. Whereas, you know, or I could have just healed myself 50%, I heal myself 100%. So, you know, in that instance, it's good. So those are kind of my skills. That there's a lot of skills that you can get throughout the game, but those are just two that I wanted to cover for this podcast, kind of talk about, because those are the two I see that really helped me throughout the game. So the next part of this podcast I want to talk about on Far Cry 3 is the enemy that you're going to encounter. Like I talked about, the first one that I already talked about was the heavy armored militia. These guys pretty much are in heavy armor suits. One guy kind of has like a just kind of like a minigun. He, you know, he can hold on to it, and there's a lot of clips. And when it hits you, it just like basically it just goes through you like a hot knife through butter. I mean, it just rips your health all the way down. If you can find cover and manage to heal yourself, you know, good on you. I've done it, and it took me, depending on my gun. It took me a long time, a lot of clips to take him out. The second guy, like I already talked about, was the other heavy militia, which was the flamethrower. This guy basically, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Heavy armor, carries a flamethrower, got the flamethrower pack on him. And the thing about that is that not so much as damage. Unless you're like right in front of him and he's just like torching you. He doesn't do as much damage. The thing about these guys is they're slow. The guy with the kind of the minigun, he's got more damage on you because he's just unloading his whole clip on you. I mean, if he's hitting you, he's just shredding you. The flamethrower, he kind of just shoots sporadic, like, shoots of flame. Just like, you know, he shoots, whatever. It's just mainly distance for him. I mean, when he shoots his flame, it covers, depending on where you're at, if you're in the grass or whatever, it covers a huge, you know, wide area. So you just gotta kind of watch out for that. The next guys, I would say, is just the regular militia. They're basically, you know, carrying like SMGs, you know, AKs, that sort of thing. Nothing really too hard. Yeah, really, they're not too hard at all. The other guys that you will have are the Chargers. The Chargers kind of basically, just like I said, they run at you. They come at you with machetes, and that's pretty much what they do. They just run straight at you. Kind of like, what was the term? I don't know. But basically, you get the gist. I mean, they just run straight at you, and they're kind of, I mean, they're kind of hard if they get close to you. You also have the Chargers. They're also Chargers, these guys, but they have Molotovs. And what they do is they just basically they throw the Molotovs at you, and if it doesn't hit you directly, it hits some area and it just spreads quickly and it burns you. So yeah, you gotta kind of watch out for those two. They got the regular Chargers. They charge straight at you with machetes, and you have the Chargers that they just throw the Molotovs. They're kind of just like grenaders, I'd say, and they just boom, boom, boom. You also have guys with RPGs. These guys, basically, that's what they have. They have, you know, missile launchers, and they just shoot. You don't really see those guys much, depending on. And I've mainly just seen those guys in missions. I haven't really seen those guys out in the area, like in a pirate hat out or anything. I haven't really seen those guys. I just mainly seen those guys in missions, so I don't really see a problem. Throughout the game, you also maybe, like, if you're walking down the street or you're just in the jungle, you'll sometimes hear their trucks going by, pirate trucks. The closer, if you look at your map, and like I say, if you open up the radio or turn on the radio towers, you'll see on the map that it's like a red flag, and it's a big red area. That area, that red area that you're in, that is all of the pirate area. So the red flag indicates their hideout, their hangout. So anywhere in that red area, they're basically at. The closer you get to their hideout, you'll start to see a black fire flame just coming up. You'll see a little black flame. That indicates there's a pirate hat out that way. So just like with the radio towers, how you can just look out and see them. If you just look out and you see a little the black little flame coming up. Well, it's not a flame, it's just smoke. I'm sorry. Black smoke, and it just comes up. If you see that, then you know that you're going, that is a pirate hideout over there. Now, the thing about the pirate hideout is, it's not like, okay, I'm just going to go over that way and I'll be at the... They actually have patrols going throughout the area. And that's what I mean. As you go throughout the game, you walk down the street and you'll hear their truck coming through. They usually have, like, it's usually like a truck, but it's got like a... It's got like a minigun in the back. So if you're going down the road and you hear the truck, I'd say the best thing to do is just go into the forest and hide out. Because if they see you, they're going to shoot. And it's going to be bad. Now, if you're in a car or a Jeep yourself, you can kind of breeze past them and just keep on moving. They're not really going to chase you. If they might shoot at you, but then once you outgun them, and they're not gonna do any more to you. So that's pretty much the enemies that you'll encounter. As you go more into the game, the main character that you're trying to kill, is the main boss of the whole entire island and everything is a guy named Hoyt. H-O-Y-T. As you go more into the game, you'll basically go into a couple undercover missions where you have to kind of sneak into the area. And when you get dealing more with Hoyt and actually getting to the final, you know, all that, you'll actually deal with his men which they're dressed in yellow and black, black and yellow, but they're kind of like the same. They're kind of the same as the pirates. They kind of have the RPGs and machine guns. I don't see as much as the chargers. You don't really have to worry about chargers when it comes to Hoyt's guys. But you really won't mess with those guys towards the end of the game. So you don't really have to mess with them. But just know that it's really militia. Militia, flamethrowers, machine gun guys, not really chargers. You don't have to worry about the chargers there. So next part is more into the pirate hideouts, since I was, talking about that a little bit. So, like I said before, if you're going down the road and you see like a black smoke, or you look on the mini map and you see a little red flag, that's where the pirate hideouts are. Now, the good thing about the pirate hideouts is it allows you it's kind of like a safe haven that you can go to, and you can actually get through the game, like jump from place to place faster via the safe havens. They'll appear on your mini map as it's a yellow background and two black arrows, and you just move your cursor to it, click it, and you'll jump right there. So, let's say you want to go here, and the mission's over here. You can just jump from place to place without even having to travel all the distance, just by using and getting the safe havens. The thing about the safe havens is, or the pirate hideouts, I should say, you never want to go straight in. So when you get to a decent distance and you start hearing the trucks roll by and you see the guys and you're kind of close, that's when I'd say get out the car, walk into the jungle, make sure you don't get attacked by, any type of animals. But just go in and just use your camera. Your camera is your best friend in this instance. Find a nice place to kind of crouch and hide out. Use your camera and just zoom in and scope the whole area, because with your camera, it'll tell you everybody that's there. And there's little mini icons that you can look at, and it'll tell you when you're in camera mode. It'll tell you, okay, this guy has this icon, he's a charger. This guy has this icon, he's a heavy, heavy armor guy. And and you can look right over and it'll tell you everybody that's there and what you kind of have to face. The thing about it is, it's all about stealth. Me, I'm the type of guy, which I've been really bad at, I'm the type of guy that just likes to just go in. Just go in, bust in there, and start unloading. And sometimes I've managed to do it pretty good. Sometimes it's really bit me in the butt. The other thing I gotta say about the pirate hideouts is, be in camera mode when you're scanning the area. Listen out for there might be, sometimes they have animals in cages. if you're in camera mode and you zoom past, you'll kind of see the animal, because it'll kind of have like teeth at the top of it. It'll kind of indicating that it's an animal. Now, if you can manage to do it, and I've done it before, if you can manage to like scope in and shoot the cage, front door of the cage, it'll bust the cage open and release the animal. When I did it, it was a tiger. There's been jaguars in there, but when I did it, it was a tiger for me. And I shot the door, blew it open. And then after that, the tiger I didn't even have to touch a guy. The tiger went in, he just started attacking everybody. And it was pretty interesting, because I didn't really have to touch a guy. And you actually get a achievement for that. If you can, use an animal to take out the whole camp without even raising an alarm, you actually get an achievement for that. So I managed to do it, and I just sat back, watched the tiger, and he just took everybody out. And what happens is they go into a video segment, and it shows the flag going down and the blue flag raised up. So whenever you take over a pirate camp, the blue flag raises up, which is your flag. The other thing about the pirate camps is not only that, but you also get it's kind of like a house. I wouldn't really say it's kind of like a house, but you really don't get to do much, like as far as sleep or anything like that. You don't really get to do anything like that. All it is you can go in there, and it's kind of like a gun locker, and it'll allow you to kind of have like a mini store without actually having to go to a major city, go in, find a store and all that. You can actually go to your safe haven, your camp, after you've taken it over, and you can go open the locker, and from there you can basically, it's a store right there. So it makes it easy to buy, sell guns, or buy guns, or get guns that you owned, because via, you know, opening the radio towers, it allows you to get those guns, and you can sometimes, depending on the gun, you can get attachments for the gun. Right now I have a sniper rifle with a sound suppressor and a high power scope. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It helped me a lot because there are also I forgot to mention, but there's also another enemy as you go throughout the game a little more. They're snipers, and you'll notice them because they'll have the red dot that it'll be swinging back and forth. I'm sorry, so you gotta watch out for snipers too. But the sniper rifle, as long as you have the sound suppressor, because if you don't have a sound suppressor, you shoot one time with a sniper rifle, you're done. Everybody's alarmed, everybody's butt, you know, running out and just coming to find you. And trust me, it doesn't matter, if you're anywhere close to that camp and you hide in bushes, you're going to be found. So if the alarm is raised and something happens, the best thing you can do is just run. Back to what I was saying though, I mean, the attachment, like a sound suppressor, is the best thing, especially in stealth mode. And later on the missions, you have to actually, you know, be in stealth mode to get through the mission. The pretty much the pirate havens, and it pretty much is what what'll help make you be able to get throughout the game faster. And you'll see it on the mini maps, red flag, total red area, and there's a pretty lot of them on the map. The final segment I have about this game and the vehicles. Different vehicles throughout the game. There's your cars, just your basic cars. There's the jet skis. You have a jet ski, and there's also four wheelers. You can get the four wheelers. You can ride those around. The cars, you can get around. Oh, you can also get the trucks. Like, let's say you're going towards a pirate haven. They come with one of their trucks. You don't manage to make it into the woods or whatever, and you get in a confrontation. You take the guys out. There's only two of them. There's one man the machine gun and one man the driver. You take both of them out, and you can actually. What I've done sometimes actually is I drove the truck all the way into the pirate haven, got out of the truck, and I basically jumped on a machine gun and unloaded. So you can also get their trucks as well. So you can get those, and you can get the jet skis, and you can also just get the regular cars, and there's some Jeeps in there. I will have to say, I'm not going to spoil the ending because, no, I don't like that too much, but I have to say on the final segment of this show is the ending is a pretty twistful ending. When you get to the end, it's pretty twistful. Like, you have to make a decision on, you know, the decision you make, it changes, you know, everything. It changes, kind of changes your whole life, as the character, that I mean. So pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much Far Cry 3, and it just, the next week's episode will be about WWE 13. I'm just started playing that game. I got to see a little bit, so my next episode will be about WWE 13. Look for it soon. I'll be talking about that and talking about everything about it. So look for it soon. All right.